Mark Grooms, 9th of May 1961. Colchester, England, place of birth. And date of birth. I've lived in Ely approximately 30 years from 1986.
So, could you tell us about your exciting find on the Common?
Yes. It all started when I read an article in a publication called Nature in Cambridgeshire about the historic sites for green-winged orchid in Cambridgeshire. So a gentleman had visited all the sites within Cambridgeshire where green-winged orchid had been recorded. And I was surprised, well, not really surprised, but I was interested to find that one of the sites was Ely Common. So I'd never seen any orchids on Ely Common, but I'm not a botanist, so I wasn't necessarily looking that closely. But I made a mental note at that point to the following April, is when they start to flower, to have a look. Subsequent to that, and I think it was the following year, I think, I went on a trip to Chettisham Meadow, which is a local nature reserve of the Wildlife Trust, which is renowned for its green-winged orchids. And on that visit, the warden was keen to point out a plant called an adder's tongue fern, which also occurred at Chettisham. And apparently it was a good indicator that it was an old meadow and hadn't been improved, as I understood it, by the application of fertilisers, hadn't been ploughed up necessarily. So made a note of that. And again, I decided that following year, when I was walking on the common, I'd keep an eye out for it. Can't remember how many years subsequent to that I came across the adder's tongue fern on Ely Common. But I made a concerted effort. I went out specifically to look for adder's tongue fern. I hadn't seen any orchids. They're fairly obvious. Difficult to miss if they're there. But the adder's tongue fern takes some looking for. And I was very pleased when I eventually found a patch towards the centre of the common. So that was a very exciting find for me. Now, the adder's tongue fern, although it's a fern, it's not, it doesn't have the appearance of the typical fern. The fronds are different, in that the frond is just a single leaf. It looks like a green leaf. And that leaf encloses a central spike, which apparently has the appearance of a tongue, but it's actually the carries the spore cases for the fern. And in the publication Flora Botanica by Richard Mabey, he states that in the days of sympathetic magic, it was believed to be a cure for snake bite because the tongue at the centre resembled the snake's tongue, presumably. And in past times, people believed that if a plant resembled something, then it was a cure for a disease that, or an infliction that might have been incurred by an animal that resembled, or a plant that resembled the plant. So that was really good. And I think that indicates the potential of the common to be restored to a better state than it is at the moment. And I think this has been borne out by the work that the county, district council, ECDC, the Wildlife Trust and Ely Wild Space have been doing on the section of the meadow just north of Kiln Lane, where a proper mowing regime has been reinstated, mimicking how meadows used to be mown. And also some hay from Chettisham Meadow has been placed over the meadow, and it's showing good results. We're getting some really exciting plants coming back, such as yellow rattle. Actually had a bee orchid this year. So it just demonstrates the potential of the common to become a splendid local wildlife site if we have the appropriate management.